All right. This is actually something I was working on last night. And was going to kind of add it to some of my studies as far as I have questions. And sometimes these aren't necessarily that I have questions just myself. Somebody might have a question, and a lot of times that tends to light a fire under me, and I start running off with it. And, of course, sometimes that, you know, with my wife, it's a matter of, like, she just wants me to listen. She doesn't want me to fix it, and that's hard for me. Being the type of man that I am, I got to fix it. Any rate, this one is the question came up, and it's an age-old question. Who wrote Hebrews? And I'm going to quickly go through the chronology of Paul's epistles here. 1 Thessalonians, 52 A.D. 2 Thessalonians, 52 A.D. 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, 57 A.D. Galatians, 55 to 57 A.D. Romans, 57 to 58 A.D. And let me see if I can do this number here. Well, that didn't come out the way I wanted it, but you guys get the gist of it. Anything with the three asterisks are going to be the prison epistles. So we'll go to Ephesians. Uh, 62 AD, Philippians, 62 AD, Colossians, 62 AD, Philemon, 63 AD, Hebrews, and this is in question, 64 to 65 AD, Titus, 64 to 65 AD, 1 and 2 Timothy, 64 to 65 A.D. Okay. The authorship of Hebrews has been in question for a long time. In Hebrews 13:24, there's an indication that it was sent from Italy. Therefore, it could have been authored by Paul and sent by Timothy, or Timothy could have authored it with some guidance by Paul and dispatched the letter himself. And I use that loosely right now as far as authored, or he was the scribe for it. Interestingly enough, in the Sword Searcher app at the end of Hebrews 13:25, there is a line that reads, "Written to the Hebrews from Italy, by Timothy." The anonymity of authorship . Can everybody still hear me? Okay, cool. The anonymity of authorship may have been deliberate on Paul's part, given the animosity shown to him at the time of the Jews. If you place the time of writing of Hebrews within the years given in the list above, then Hebrews must be included as one of the prison epistles. Given the years in which it is believed to have been written regarding the list above, that does place it within that time frame. I think you would also have to assume that if this is the case, it would appear to be one last attempt by Paul to engender understanding of the mystery by the Jews. That being said, A question comes to mind regarding the epistle to the Hebrews. Given that by the time Paul wrote his prison epistles, he was beyond Acts 28:28, the question begs, why would Paul write a letter to the Jews in the middle of his correspondence with the Gentiles, given that he was the apostle to the Gentiles now? And I see that we lost sound. Am I still there? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, still there. Maybe it's just you, Carolyn. Okay. Again, why would Paul write a letter to the Jews in the middle of his correspondence with the Gentiles, given that he was the apostle to the Gentiles now? If you do not place the epistle to the Hebrews as being a prison epistle, then you could see it as having been authored at an earlier time, such as between 2 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians. The epistles, 2 Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and Philemon, all indicate co-authorship by Timothy. Since Timothy had been under the mentorship of Paul, equipping him for the tasks of ministry, there is a possibility that Timothy authored Hebrews somewhere between 52 to 57 AD or 64 to 65 AD. This possibility is only in response to the short note in Sword Searcher, the Sword Searcher application, but still does not speak to the anonymity of authorship for Hebrews. 2 Peter 3:15, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Thank you, Tony. This scripture, which is reported to be written between 61 and 65 A.D., alludes that Paul writing to the Jews, and in the absence of another epistle to the Jews, Hebrews remains the most likely candidate for an eighth prison epistle. So if Hebrews was Paul's last attempt at enlightening the Jews, it makes sense that he would want to refrain from identifying himself as the author in light of all the ill in light of the ill opinion they harbored toward him, in order to prevent the Jews the immediate discarding of the letter. Let us jump back a couple of pages in Hebrews. At Hebrews 10, verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. And we'll go ahead and go all the way through 37 on this, Tony. 33. Partly, whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye, that's 34, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. 36. For ye have need of patience, that, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. For For now, the last direction I have for the origin of Hebrews and to whom it was written is consider the aforementioned last five verses of Scripture and pay close attention to Hebrews 10:32, after ye were illuminated, and Hebrews 10:34, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. I believe that Hebrews was not for the Jews who refused the message unfurled in the mystery, but rather the Jews who were enlightened and understood their place in heaven. Furthermore, it is a message for them to hold the truth, retain faith, and to not backslide. Patience is a tremendously important virtue, and the author implores the Jews to endeavor to hold fast to the message that is no longer a mystery. It is possible that I could go further on this, but that's as far as I got on this particular one. And I know it sounds a little bit like I had, danced around it, but I think in essence that we have firmly placed it in two time frames, whether that be between 2 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians, which would have basically put it at about the time frame maybe about the second journey where Paul was acquainted and working with Timothy. Definitely, if it was placed in the 65 to 65 A.D., it could have been authored under the guidance of Timothy. But as it being, if it is indeed authored by Paul, and it is in that time frame, then it has to be considered an 8th epistle. But as Ronnie says, don't take my word for it. Go look into it. And I invite any new information and correction to what I have presented here. So that was just very short and sweet. That's all I have for the moment. And I say, Father, thank you for giving me the opportunity to have something to present. And that is edifying to you as well as my brothers and sisters. We pray for all of the words that they reach the people that are listening now, and in some cases maybe are uttered elsewhere or shared, and they find an open mind. For in this book of love, there is nothing greater than charity. Amen.